Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're in the middle of the world's longest review. They are still reviewing this play in Old Dominion, South Florida, which I know you guys don't care about, but the quarterback may have gotten CTE in real time after getting leveled. And they're reviewing targeting and a fumble and the whole thing. Who cares? But my God, they've been reviewing this for 17 minutes. It's unbelievable. At any rate, Old Dominion is leading South Florida 14-10. I don't know why I told you that. No one cares. But these bowl games, I mean, oh, they did call it targeting. Wow.
Did they really?
How about that?
I don't like that call at all.
Yeah. If you look at the replay, I mean, he speared him and it looked like he was headed right at his helmet, but then his head lowered and his forehead hit the ball. So I don't know.
Yeah, I really don't like that call. You have a quarterback who's, probably 6'3", 6'4", running straight at you, and you have a safety who's probably less than 200 pounds trying to make a one-on-one tackle?
Yeah, I mean, he just lowered his head to make to drop him. He might have killed him. I think that quarterback's dead.
That quarterback went to sleep at least for a second.
All right. Enough sports. What's the matter with us? It is December 17, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello.
It makes me sad.
Thank you. It's brought to you by the Advocates Injury Attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today, National Maple Syrup Day. You big syrup guy over there, lowercase?
I like syrup. I put syrup on my eggs sometimes when I'm sick of ketchup or salsa.
You put ketchup on your eggs?
I'm mainly a salsa guy, but I'll put a little ketchup in there.
Well, I will agree that eggs need something, and it's not just salt and pepper. I like cheese with my eggs. I don't like... Well, salsa I could get down. I could get down with salsa. The idea of ketchup on the eggs, I don't get that.
Yeah, I got sick of it, because that was like my childhood breakfast growing up, was up, just make yourself some eggs, throw a little bit of ketchup on there, out the door.
And why ketchup?
I think it was just... needed something, and ketchup's just an easy sauce.
See, that I don't want to get into the whole thing about ketchup, but that's what bothers me about ketchup, is I feel like we were told that ketchup was great, but it's not. It sucks. It's just that it was always in the fridge, and for some reason mom's always bought it. It was just there.
I think it's an everything
sauce, though.
And so we used it.
Not really. I don't. Why do you think that?
I think you can put it on dang near everything.
Well, you can put anything on everything, but that doesn't mean it's good.
Yeah, but I think ketchup of the sauces, if you're, taking ranch, mustards, all that stuff, I think ketchup is above all of them.
Oh, slow your roll.
You'd like mustards over ketchups?
Certain mustards, yeah. I mean, I think that the only thing I don't like more than ketchup is yellow mustard. And to some extent mayonnaise, but I can, you know, it's fine. I think they're all terrible, but yet they're all the ones that we grew up with. I mean, the condiments have evolved, lowercase. Get with the times. You got some garlic aiolis. You got some, I mean, blue cheese is on the come up.
But garlic aioli sometimes is too garlicky. What if I just want to...
Well, you got some spice. You don't have garlic. Yeah. You have spicy. I mean, there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
We gotta get. I don't know. The ketchup thing. I don't put ketchup on much of anything. I can handle it on a burger, but that's about it. I think ketchup's gross. And we were lied to, Casey. We were lied to by our moms and big ketchup.
Again, I'm a Steelers fan, so Heinz is kind of a staple in my house.
I get it. But you're on the West Coast now. With all the libs.
Yeah.
You know, there's better, Casey.
I'm still repping my house.
Search for more. Maple syrup, by the way. Maple syrup. Excellent. I do like a good maple syrup. I must say, I don't put it on anything because I never eat pancakes or waffles, so I never get syrup. Maybe I should change that. It is also Wright Brothers Day. The Wright Brothers, of course, great plainsman. Did you know that Neil Armstrong dropped a piece of the original Wright Brothers plane on the moon?
No, I did not.
Did you
know that?
Casey Smith, they teach you that in school?
No, they do not.
While you're eating your ketchup eggs? Yeah, no, he did. He had a couple pieces of the plane in his little moon suit. He dropped it on they're sitting up there on the moon. And by the way, the Wright Brothers, both high school dropouts. So for you dum-dums, see?
What year were they in high school, though?
Well, like the early 1900s, right?
Maybe even the early 1900s. Can't be.
Oh, look at you. You're one of these.
I mean, it was wartime. Like, that can't be that crazy of a statement.
What? That high school?
High school
are you saying?
1920s wasn't as evolved as high school
in
today's?
Yeah, okay. I see what you mean. Okay. I see what you mean.
Yeah, I said it, but I kind of take it back because... They probably learned their trade of, you know, building planes and being engineers.
I sense your trepidation here, lowercase. It's okay. We do it all the time. We say dumb things and then we just we just move on. Eventually, you'll just gloss right over them. We do it every day, 15 times a day. It's great. You're learning from the best. Well, let's get to the weather. A flood watch is in effect beginning tonight through Friday. They're saying that tomorrow is going to be bananas when it comes to the rain. Over 200,000 households without power this morning. We were not one of them, thankfully. But apparently they're still out there working to restore power in some areas. And as of Tuesday night, there were only two ways in or out of the entire Willamette Valley. Can you believe that? That's nuts. They're saying all but two highways in and out of the valley are blocked by severe storm damage. So you're looking at...
trees falling, I'm guessing.
Trees, yep. Flooding. Highway 20 near Spice Drive, Shea Viewpoint, 26 eastbound near Welch's, Oregon 22, Highway 99, 126, 130, 213, 219, all of them blocked. We're trapped. Here's news you can use. Do you like beer? What's your drink of choice?
I'm allergic to beer.
Oh, are you?
Yeah, so I'm a cider. I'm a cider and tequila type of guy.
Are you allergic to, like, what are you allergic to?
I think I'm allergic to barley. I haven't really done the allergy test. My doctor is a friend of mine. Oh. He kind of just looked at me and goes, makes you feel sick? Probably shouldn't drink it then.
Right. And that was. So what does it do? Like, gives you bubbly guts?
It gives me bubbly guts. I get hives on my chest and it's not a fun one. Not a fun experience.
So you go ciders and tequila, huh?
Ciders and tequila.
Interesting. Okay. Well, John's Marketplace in Beaverton is closing. It's a big beer spot. They're citing, well, the state of things. The Powell and Multnomah locations remain open. That's good because that place is rad. That one in Multnomah is pretty close to where I live. And that place is awesome. Not a huge beer guy. I'm not allergic to it, but I don't drink it a lot. That place is great.
What's your drink of choice?
Oh, God. Well, I love wine. I'm a big wine guy, lowercase. I've actually gravitated towards the whites and the rosés as of the last couple of years. But I like all wines.
If I'm drinking wine, I'm a big cab guy. I like cabs a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people, my wine guy told me this. He said a lot of people, because I do too. Big, there's nothing better than a nice sizzling cut of meat, perhaps from Laurelhurst Market, and a nice big red cab. I mean, dude, nothing pairs quite as well as that. At the same time, my wine guy told me once, he goes, you know, you order a lot of big reds. He goes, I bet you in 5 to 10 years, you'll be coming back to me with more whites and lighter wines, Pinots even. And he was right. Your taste buds change, you evolve over time. And as you get old, you don't have to worry about this yet. I'm twice your age. But the tannins start to give you a little bit of a headache. It's the whole thing. It's tough being 50. Anyway, I like wine. I mean, really big into good cocktails. You know, the cocktail scene in Portland is fire.
Yeah.
It really is, dude.
Yeah, it is.
You know, there's a lot of places have just absolutely tremendous cocktails. Nothing of which you could make at home, but you go out, you get them, you pay way too much for them, and they're delicious. I love that. And the tequila thing, you know, I'm learning. Learning a little bit. That's my favorite.
That's the thing. I'm not a mezcal guy, and everyone that likes tequila always recommends me mezcal, and I
love the smokiness. I think that flavor is so good. Scotch, you know, and all that. But yeah, I get it. Some people don't. To each their own. Lowercase, to each their own.
To each their own.
All right, I'm going to tell you next here on In the News. How great of a women's sports city is Portland? Next on The Fan. You know, I was looking into your hot takes about high school in the early 1900s. And, you know, you were right in a sense that nobody really went to high school back then. It was like, according to ChatGPT, around 10% of people went to high school then because it was highly selective. So, you know, using that information, you could corkscrew that into, like, how you frame your argument.
Yeah, I still think I'm wrong. But I'll take it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you kids, you know, you're like, oh, was that way back in the olden days in the 1900s?
I was thinking that
it was like 25 years ago.
I was thinking that was during wartime, though. So that it was like, oh, these guys are, you know, in classes. Well, we got people fighting World War I over here.
Yeah, and most guys were doing, most young men were doing vocations. You know, skills. Disciplines. So, I don't know.
Yeah, I think I always, trade schools were, like, you still had people that needed to be doctors.
Yeah.
Like, but most, again, the vocational schools.
Yeah. Yeah, which we need, you know, listen to Mike Rowe. We need to bring those back. It's not a bad way to go. Electricians make a lot of money, and they're always booked. By the way, we've got a winemaker or a vineyard manager in the Willamette Valley. He says, keep pumping wine. Our industry is flailing. I know. That makes me sad. I just think you youngs, you're not drinking as much. You guys just aren't. You're not. You know, you don't drink as much booze as we used to.
I feel like that's kind of true.
You're actually smart. Yeah, I mean, I know. I've got a kid your age. I mean, I talk to their friends and stuff. They all drink, but they just don't. I don't know. The wine, I think they go cheaper with their alcohol intake, and wine, depending on what you drink, can be a little more expensive. Here's what I'd say about wine. If you want it, like, because I love food, not particularly ketchup, like lowercase. As someone called it on the text line, it's a poverty food. But I know I'm very snobby, but I like food. I don't understand why more people would not like food. Like, food is great. And one of the ways to enhance your food experience is pairing it with wine. And so I just have always been into wine for that reason. That, and there's just a lot of different types. I mean, the type, like, have you ever watched that movie, Psalm?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. It's about sommeliers and what they have to go through to... I mean, it's unbelievable that the amount of wine and the different varietals and the different types. I think that's really cool. I don't know. It's just, there's like something for everyone. And it's light, kind of easy drinking, you know? So that's... I just wanted to pump up wine for my boy out in the Willamette Valley there.
I like wine because wine's a really good sipper, where it's...
Exactly.
Okay, I don't have to, you know, pound this...
It kind of doesn't even count.
And two glasses of wine, far much easier on the stomach than,
correct,
you know, two cocktails, two
IPAs. Correct.
So what? Again, whatever.
That's right. So I think what we've learned here is that wine is the greatest of the nectars.
I think it's...
Jesus loved it.
Is it still the oldest spirit?
Well, I think so.
I think so. Yeah, I think it wins.
Yeah. I think it does. We're done here. The Athletic ranked the Rose City as the fourth best women's sports destination in the United States. Can you guess the top three? Lowercase.
Is Seattle going to be one of them?
They are number three. Is Portland a better women's sports city than Seattle?
I mean,
why does Seattle always beat us in everything?
I don't know.
I feel like they just say that because it's bigger.
It's got to just be size, but demographically, we're pretty similar. But the other
two? Well, one's obvious. Number one's obvious.
Yeah.
The Bay Area, San Francisco. And then two is Minneapolis, the Twin Cities.
I would have never guessed that.
No.
I would have guessed somewhere sunnier.
Yeah. The sports media site selected its top 10 women's sports destinations after asking staff members to assess more than 30 cities. They took some quantitative measures into account, like the number of pro teams, less objective measures, like the overall vibes of a city, to determine the final ranking. I would think Portland would score well with that. According to The Athletic, the sense of community among Portland sports fans is what secured the Rose City's place on the list. Although, out of 30, top four ain't bad. That is your In the News for December 17, 2025, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Coming up next hour, Joel Klatt has confirmed to us he is indeed a boob. And what percentage of Americans describe this last year as great? All of that and more coming up next hour on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.